Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It's a thing that's on everyone's mind. We're going to shut down again? Like, completely shut down?
Oh, my gosh. Seriously?
Santa and Raven. Rhode Island, yesterday, their governor, she announced that on November 30th, she was giving everybody a heads up that they're going to shut down for 2 weeks because she wants everybody to prepare. And I was like, wait a minute. Does that mean that, hey, we're next? Like, is that what's in the works here? Is that what's going on?
I really don't understand the point of waiting 10 days. If you're going to do it, well, why wouldn't you do it? I mean,
because it makes sense to me. But it makes sense to me because it gives you time to stock up. And now all these news sites are reporting the things that you must buy before the second shutdown.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the top 8 things you're supposed to buy before this happens, even though I'm still going to knock on wood.
Let's peep this list here. I mean, they don't even know where they'll be in 10 days, but okay.
I'm telling you right now, this list is dumb. It's dumb.
Okay. All right. Give me what I need to have.
Toilet paper. Been there, done that, got enough toilet paper to last me to the end of time.
Know it. Already know it. If you don't know that you need toilet paper by now, forget it.
Paper towels. Yep. Got
same
that.
Thing.
Went to Costco every day for a month. Yep, to pick up.
Right, to get 2 packages.
Had to walk out the door, had to walk back in.
Send your whole family. Does that work? Because I thought they were tracking the cards.
No, you have to walk out and then you have to walk back in.
Oh, we would have done that yesterday. We only got one.
Yeah, tissues. You have to buy 2 boxes of tissues per person in your house.
Oh, that's all right. My wife has got crazy stock in tissues.
Disinfecting wipes and spray. We know.
Yeah.
Hand soap and sanitizer. I bought gallons. I bought like 3 of them.
Yeah.
Even though I use it regularly, I'm not even halfway through the first one.
Right. I have one of those gallon ones, and I haven't even opened it.
Yeah.
Haven't even gotten into it. I don't even use the sanitizer anymore. I just wash. That's what I do.
Yep. Thermometers. Actually, you can get them pretty cheap now. Remember when you couldn't get thermometers at all anymore?
Right.
Yeah, you can get them.
But, I mean, how many do you need? You need one. You need one.
Maybe a backup.
I mean, unless you throw it out every time somebody's sick, I guess.
That's weird.
Right.
Number 7, a face mask. I mean, who doesn't have a face mask yet? Like, you have
a
face
mask. I met one individual yesterday without one.
Oh, that guy was a weirdo. And number 8, canned goods. You're supposed to have canned goods. Raven still has the canned goods for when he prepared for the apocalypse back in February.
Right.
Have you eaten any of that Spam?
I've eaten it. No, none of the Spam, but I have eaten the granola bars, some of them.
Okay.
I broke into one of the boxes of 100 granola bars. I've eaten some of that, and I've eaten some of the premium shells and cheese. Yes.
Raven and I have come up with what we actually think you should buy in case there's a second shutdown. Number 1. Baking goods. That's what I think. Because if you remember, banana bread mix was hard to find.
Sure.
And listen, the one thing you are not going to cancel this year for me is Christmas cookies. Do not cancel Christmas cookies. So go now, get the flour. I remember at one point I couldn't find Pam.
Nope.
I was like, this is a sad, sad day.
Well, you know what's in the emergency stash?
What?
Flour.
Yep.
Baking soda.
Okay.
Powdered milk.
Yeah.
Sugar. I've got it all.
Other things you actually need to stock up on?
Free weights and yoga pads.
Yeah.
I mean, they were paying absorbent pads. There was a guy that wanted $80 for 2 20-pound weights. My wife tells me about these things all the time because she's been building a gym while this has been going on. And free weights, just insane costs. And then yoga pads. She couldn't get a good one for like 2-3 weeks. Yoga pads back in stock, by the way, people.
Okay, how about a Wi-Fi booster? Because at the end of the day, you and your kids are all going to be working remotely from home again, and you need to be able to connect to your Wi-Fi. Get one of those things so you're not all like, I can't connect on Zoom. I'm frozen again.
Yeah, think ahead. Batteries for your Christmas gifts. You're not going to be able to get in the store. There's nothing worse than having a gift that doesn't work.
Those are the things you actually do need to get through the next shutdown if it happens.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.